still has Frank to Nigeria in for her input Hanka Dime Dial. It's 8 minutes, a gun past 5 o'clock. Our discussions continue. We move discussions now to Abuja or Daura. Once again, depends on your perspective. Has a story come to the Punch newspaper? Presidency tough. I'm eager to go. And that's it's the president who's saying that, Buhari. A president, Muhammadu Buhari, Monday described his 7 years in office as tough, saying, quote, I'm eager to go. Now, this was as he called on the Academic Staff Union of Universities to consider the plight of the future generations of the country as the strike stretches into the 5th month. According to a statement signed by Senior Special Assistant on Media and Publicity Garba Shehu, Buhari said this when he received some governors of the All Progressives Congress, legislators and political leaders at his residence in Daura, Katsina State. The statement is titled, Enough is Enough. President Buhari tells ASU, urges lecturers to consider generational consequences. That lamented the toll of his official duties, lamenting the toll his official duties have taken on him in the last 7 years. President Buhari told the visiting governors and political leaders that he had not been to his house in Daura for close to a year due to the demands of office. He said, quote, the observation that I abandoned my base was made by the Emir of Daura, Dr. Farouk Umar Farouk, at the Eid prayer ground. He held the microphone and told everyone that the last time I was in Daura was during the Eid al-Kabir of 2021. In 10 to 11 months' time, I will come here. I have a better house in Kaduna, but it is too close to Abuja. And the president explained that the schedule of work was much, saying he recently had to sympathize with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Geoffrey Yema, who had to be away most of the time from his family. Yeah. He claimed that relative to the resources available and compared to the last administration, the government had done well in many areas, particularly in infrastructure. Quote, I'm eager to go. I can tell you it has been tough. I'm grateful to God that people appreciate the personal sacrifices we have been making. I wish the person who was coming after me the very best. End of quote. Let's talk about this for a bit, you know. President said it's been tough being the president. It's taken a toll on his life and he's eager to go. So I'm asking you right now, how tough do you perceive it is? You know, how tough do you think it is being president of Nigeria? How tasking is the job of Nigeria's president? Join the conversation. Lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. How tasking is the job of Nigeria's president? In your estimation, the president said it's tough and he's eager to go. He says he's done... He's done well also. And he wishes whoever's coming after him the very best. He's grateful to God. People appreciate the personal sacrifices we have been making. Your thoughts on this, you're welcome right now to the phone line. Tell her how to you're welcome.
Hello, Mr. Dayo. Good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
I have not wear the president's cap. Neither have I put on the president's shoe. That you're asking me how tough do I presume it will be. Well, I would say looking at the president, the way he's freshing and he's glowing, I must say he's not tough. I must say the president is enjoying the presidency, obviously. Okay. Obviously, he's enjoying it. If it is tough, he would have resigned maybe like 2 years ago, or he wouldn't have even contest for the second tenure.
But many people hold tough jobs, but they didn't resign. So are you saying that the sign that the job is tough is if the holder of that job resigns?
Well, we could cite the new one that happened in the UK. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, just resigned. I believe it was so tough for him that he has to pick up his pen and they drop the ink.
So does that mean that every world leader, since it appears you're restricting your position as it affects world leaders, so does that mean every world leader currently who has not resigned the position haven't done so, or who will not resign the position will not do so because the job is not tough?
You're breaking. I can't hear you.
Does it mean that every world leader, either currently serving or has served before, has not resigned or will not resign in the future because the job is not tough?
Will not resign, of course, because the job is not tough. If the job is tough, trust me, Mr. Anyway, you know we have our leaders in Africa.
You're not answering my question. I know, it's great to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution. 913, hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, no, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
My name is Victor Wallace. I want to say that the job of any president is tough. Even the president of the country where things work is still tough. Because when you have to take the responsibility for ensuring that, for example, in the case of Nigeria, that over 200 million persons go to bed, you know, with food in their stomach and can sleep with their eyes closed. That's a lot of job. But when you look at the situation in Nigeria, you find that virtually every sector of the country isn't working. And this is not like the making of the current president. We have allowed problems to compound and to reinforce themselves over the years. So it's a lot of job for you to fix infrastructure, fix education, fix healthcare system, develop new system, deal with global issues, deal with the pandemic, and so many things at the same time. And the way it is, when you don't have a system where the governors are in sync with the president, when you have a system where the local government chairman are not in sync with the president, then you can imagine how serious it is. Because some of the things that we accuse the president of negligence for not doing are some things that local government chairman or maybe governors are supposed to do. But because he's the president of the country, everybody expects him to have a thing or the other to do to fix those problems. Now, when you also look at
for the purpose of this conversation,
I'm certain
that you can hear me. So, for the purpose of this conversation, could you focus on known certain responsibilities of the president and performance as far as those responsibilities are concerned, vis-à-vis the president's comment that his job is tough?
Yeah, the job is really tough, but one would have expected that, having seen the kind of difficulty in that job, that this president would have done Nigeria a lot of good by midwifing a process that would have brought in people, especially in his party, the APC. It should have ensured that a process was put in place in which we didn't have somebody like Tinubu as the candidate of the party. Because one of the things that the president complained about is his age. If he was younger, I'm sure that the job wouldn't have been as difficult as it is now. But because of his age, and now we are bringing somebody that is even older.
Once again, I wish that you would simply focus on the responsibilities of the president.
He really means well for the country. Because
all right, great to hear from you, but I must move on. Once again, the conversation is about the job of the president while he's in office. Responsibility to the people, not his political party or who is contesting or who emerges the candidate of his party. That's not part of the job of a president, if I may say. Who emerges candidate of a political party, any political party for that matter, whether including an incumbent president's political party, is not part of the job description of a president. So right now we're discussing the job description of the president vis-a-vis the president's comment that his job is tough and that he's eager to go. What do you make of this? How tough do you perceive the job of Nigeria's president to be? And put that side by side, the president's seeming eagerness to leave office. And what do you make of all of this? Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. You can also tweet at Nigeria Info PH. We're also live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Hello, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Chief.
Hi, go on.
Yes, I think we have to confirm many things. Currently, this president has started to recession. The one was caused by the COVID-19 that came up. And let's also not forget that that the previous government that ruled for 15 years has made the Nigeria state on government, not near on government. So anybody that enters there is bound to suffer a lot. And he's taking a toll on our neighbor president. So I think it's expected.
What is expected?
Yes, you have to factor in environmental changes.
No. What is to be expected based on all these things you've said? You said it is to be expected. What are you referring to that is to be expected?
What I'm referring to exactly is that the previous government
You've stated that before. What is to be expected?
Okay, then the fact on the COVID-19 pandemic, it was a war going on. So nobody out there can sit down and see that it's coming.
All right, good to hear from you. 913, hello, you're welcome.
Hi, good evening.
Good day, go ahead.
All right. I am actually interested in this discussion. As a one-time teacher, I observed that the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So he has both civic, military, and diplomatic function. So all these are actually bearing on his personality. That's one. Nigeria as a country has over 200 million as estimated population with different ministries, departments, and agencies. So the president is there. The president is actually supported by special assistants and the PAs. But that does not rule out the fact that he performs other functions. But I'm concerned because this job is tasking for the president. I think this is the first time he has told Nigeria the truth on this matter. He's tasking because the results are not coming as expected. That's number one. The ministers are just lame duck ministers waiting for opportunities for the president to take decision. And the National Assembly is at the beck and call of the president. You also believe with me that for the 7 years the president has been here, over 6 months has been spent abroad on medical trip, which is even enervating for him as an individual. Besides, the president is expected to talk to Nigerians one-on-one. But the president is plagued by the issue of insecurity and then, of course, the rising cost of governance. So it does seem that the president was really not prepared. His notion of presidency is to win election and sit at the helm of affairs. So the president coming out to tell us that the past is much and that he is eager to go, actually shows that he's already seen the end of his administration. And maybe expectations are really not met. That's the perception I hold about his statement. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hello?
Good evening, Dion.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, I have not been a president before, but I want to assume that there is no country whose president or leaders find it easy at all.
Okay.
So it is that leadership position is an easy one. Coordinating both human and material resources to achieve a desirable goal is not an easy one. Given the fact of the number of persons involved that at the end of the day, if Nigeria is good, he's president. Nigeria is bad, he's the president. The insecurity and all these things, considering the man's age, if he complains that the job is difficult, I won't be surprised. What exactly is working in this country? For every complaint we have that nothing is working, it boils down to the death of Mr. President, or the governor, if it's in the state.
Yeah, but even in some other countries, you started by saying.
So nobody cares to know.
You started by saying that the job of a leader everywhere in the world is a tough one, is not easy. But you still have countries where, like you said, the job is tough. But then again, these things work.
Okay. It's true. Let Barack Obama, for example. If you watch the first panel of Barack Obama, if you watch when he was campaigning for the first election, you barely see grays on his head. But for his second tenure, Obama became so the hair, you barely can see a black hair on his head. If he was finding it very easy and rosy, I don't think that Obama would suddenly grow gray hairs, all of it.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Hard Facts, Nigeria Info, and Herring Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. We've got 28 minutes to go before 6 p.m. The president said that it's just been tough and he's eager to go. Presidency tough. I'm eager to go, Buhari. The president, Muhammadu Buhari, Monday described his 7 years in office as, quote, tough, saying, quote, I am eager to go. Yeah. And lamenting the toll of his officials' duties have had on him in the last 7 years, the president told guests that he'd not been to his house in Daura for close to a year due to the demand of office. Yeah. And, quote, he said, also said, quote, I'm eager to go. I can tell you it's been tough. I'm grateful to God that people appreciate the personal sacrifices we have been making. I wish the person who's coming after me the very best, end of quote. Let's get your take on the president's comment. How tough, really, do you perceive the job of Nigeria's president is? And also, putting that side by side, the president's comments that he's eager to go. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003 or 0007. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Let's take a few comments via WhatsApp. The statement by President Buhari that is eager to go is laughable and hypocritical. In developed countries, presidents and prime ministers show their eagerness to go by resigning honorably, especially when they are found wanted or incapacitated. Boris Johnson of Britain just resigned as prime minister by being found wanting, but here in Nigeria, even when it's clear that the current government has failed, they still perpetuate themselves in office. So if he's eager to go, he should resign honorably for failing to protect the lives and properties of Nigerians that he swore to protect. Ibrahim from Goba sent that. A reminder, by the way, you can also join via Twitter and Facebook. Also, we're live there. And let's see. Via Facebook, Hector Dugabo goes, if I were the president, I will resign and did not wait till May 29, 2023. Since the job is becoming too tedious for him and is eager to go, maybe he should resign because most Nigerians have lost confidence in him and we are tired of him. He's given all his best and his best is not enough, so he should resign, please. Echize Jonathan goes, he thought in 2014 it was tough for President Jonathan and told us he's coming in to fix what Jonathan could not put right. He promised everything. Today he's telling us it is tough and is eager to go. It is an acceptance of failure on his part. And back to WhatsApp. The president is eager to go. I'm eager to see him resign and go because I didn't see him as competent to make any difference before 2023. Yeah. I can tell you that it's a tough job for every president of any country, but it's even tougher for any president that's incompetent in his job. That's from Rabbi. Incompetence makes any job tougher. The job has become even tougher for Buhari due to that and his inability due to age and health challenges. All right. Could even die about the president saying how tough his job has been is laughable, because that shows how unready the president has been in governing the country Nigeria, because it now shows how the cabal has been the one governing the country. Because the president is a leader leads with objectives, a leader leads with courage, a leader shows examples, a leader secures lives and property, a leader has authority at a terror. Above all, when a good leader leads, the people rejoice. This president has failed in all this. All this saying is medicine after death. He's failed his people of Nigeria. That's put mark for Rumigo. To the third line now, let's catch your take. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Dio.
Hello, go on.
Yes, Mr. President starts by saying that his administration has been tough and now he's eager to go. Let me tell you, Mr. President is saying the truth. First year in the office, he took years. Three before now, Mr. President promised to send Boko Haram packing, stating that we are going to experience zero tolerance and receive the breath of fresh air in his administration. But as you may know, since our time until now, nothing has happened. We have never received an iota of Mr. President related to peaceful coexistence and dividends of democracy in his administration. He has discovered that nothing is really working in his administration. It's a decrease on a daily basis. We are not progressing, instead we are retrogressing. It may interest you to know, Mr. Dio, that this administration is dull-hearted and very weak to manage Nigeria's populace and her mineral resources. So I am of the opinion that Mr. President should honorably resign and hand over to his VP. Permit me, Dio, to advise fellow Nigerians to vote wisely on the forthcoming election. What I would like Nigerians to consider is the age of those that are coming to rule us, their manifestos, so that what is happening now will not repeat itself, otherwise we will suffer for another 8 years. You see, life changes quickly in a positive way if you let it. I wish Mr. President to resign and Nigerians will applaud him for a job well done. Thank you very much, Mr. Dio.
You're welcome. 9213, hello.
Hello, Dio.
Hi, go on.
Hello, good evening.
You're welcome, go ahead.
I think I agree with the president. What he said is true. It has not been easy. The 7 years have been very tough. Being a president of this country with all these challenges is not easy. It has been very tough. And to me, I would just say that it's only tough when you want it to be tough. And you want it to be very easy for you, you can do it. It depends on the caliber of people that are working with you. Because you cannot do it alone. You cannot do it alone.
Okay.
And when I look at all the people that are working as a cabinet minister, all of them, some of them are not even qualified to be there. You know, you were telling me in 2019 that you're going to go with competent people, competent, and then it's the same caliber of people that are going to be cabinet, and then you call them competent people. So to me, the 7 years have been tough. Not only everybody is confident, the last 7 years of Buhari have been very tough. And the only thing I can, in fact, we're saying I cannot wait. We are even begging, if you can even do this now, even this is in that day, at least you have resigned. We'll be so happy. We're so happy because we have been wishing him that at least we could have just step down, then go and rest. It cannot be easy. They don't know about the duty. Yeah, at least you can be to complete the remaining mandate. I mean, you must not stay there for 8 years before you say, you know. At least you have done it 2 terms. So if he was done 9 years, he's a 2-term president. So tonight, we are begging him, we are begging him to please step down.
Yeah, but his head is eager to go. Can't you wait till next year?
Hello?
I said he said he's eager to go. Can't you wait till next year?
Well, we want him to go now. In fact, we have been praying that he should go now. No, he's eager. At least, no, he's eager. We can't wait. But please, we should even do this now. Now, even this is the year that he has gone, and we're so happy for it. Because that's the minimum of money. It's still very long. It's still very long. That's the minimum of money. In fact, to me, like 2 years. Not even
like 2 years, man. 22. All right. Good to hear from you also. Hello. Hard Factor, welcome. Go on.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
In my own view, if he's going in the next 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years, we solve the problem he created, I would have been concerned. But the point is that, from the look of this, from the point I am seeing this, the problem he has created for this country, whether he go or he did not go, we will continue to grapple with it, except there is a divine intervention. Well, since he's eager to go, let him go. I, as a person, I still expect patience if he wants to go by the time the constitution says. But the obvious is it does not make any difference. The deed has been done. Thank you.
All right. And via what time? Good evening, Dan. I'm guessing how tough and rewarding it must have been that Buhari had to go all out to be president and petroleum minister for two or three times. Tough, really tough, I bet. Rewarding, very rewarding. And that's from Eric. Dan, there's something called contextual performance. Effective presidents go beyond their job description to do other things that make their countries work. Don't also forget that the president is the leader of his party, the APC. Okay, all right. It could have been done. The job of a president is to protect and provide good leadership to its citizens, which Nigerian president is unable to give Nigerians. On the issue that is eager to leave, it's a clear indication that he's failed abysmally. My advice to him is to throw in the towel, like other leaders who know what democracy is all about. Boris Johnson is a good example in recent days. Apparanta Ndidi sent that. All right.